Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, September 19th. Coming up, Predictor is a play based on the real-life story of Margaret Crane, who hasn't always received credit for inventing the home pregnancy test. We'll hear more on the play that's now showing at a theater in Urbana. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Police have arrested a 17-year-old student who threatened to shoot up Urbana High School. School personnel reported the threat to police after overhearing a confrontation between students on Wednesday. Officers searched the student's residence but did not find any weapons, and there is no evidence that there were firearms at the school at any time. Portions of streets near Urbana High School will be briefly closed this afternoon for the school's homecoming parade. From about 3:30 until 4 p.m., parts of streets outside of and surrounding the high school will be blocked off for the parade, as well as parts of Vine Street between Iowa and Washington, Race Street between Main and Washington, and Main Street between Race and Vine. Illinois has joined a growing list of states that are issuing their own vaccination guidelines. Capital News Illinois reports Governor J.B. Pritzker issued an executive order recently that directs the Illinois Department of Public Health to work with other state agencies to develop these guidelines. Pritzker said his order is intended to make sure Illinois residents continue to have access to vaccines for the flu, COVID-19, and other common illnesses. He said the order was made necessary after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced stricter guidelines for who should get the updated COVID-19 vaccine. He also criticized Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for firing top administrators at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Illinois football is taking the field tomorrow against its first Big Ten opponent this season. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
The number 9 ranked Illini are traveling to Indiana to take on the number 19 ranked Hoosiers for its first big test of the season. For both undefeated teams, it's their first time taking on a ranked conference opponent this season. Illinois comes into this game after blowing out Western Michigan, Duke, and Western Illinois. The main focus for the Illini will be to address the concerns about a slow offensive starts in recent games. As for the Hoosiers, they're coming into this game with considerable momentum. The 19th-ranked team are playing at home after beating Indiana State 73-0. Illinois will be going into this game looking for its first road win as a top-10 ranked team since 1990. The two undefeated teams are kicking off this primetime matchup on Saturday at 6:30 p.m., in Bloomington, Indiana, at their Memorial Stadium. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, a play now showing at the Station Theater in Urbana based on the real-life story of Margaret Crane, who hasn't always received credit for inventing the home pregnancy test. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 90 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 62 degrees, a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a low of 64 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 82 degrees, and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the Trump administration has been fighting against diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in schools across the country. We'll talk with two Northern Illinois teachers who are pushing back. They've written a book about the role inclusive language plays in the classroom. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You are listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Predictor is a play based on the real-life story of Margaret Crane. In 1967, Crane invented the home pregnancy test, but she hasn't always been credited for that achievement. The play is showing through Sunday at the Station Theater in Urbana, and it's set to premiere off-Broadway in New York in December. To learn more, IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy spoke with the inventor, Meg Crane, and the playwright, Jennifer Blackmer.
Meg, tell me a little bit about your upbringing. What made you interested in creating a home pregnancy test to begin with?
Well, I guess it was a surprise, really, because I was working as a graphic designer in this pharmaceutical company, and I saw hanging on the wall some test tubes, and then asked somebody what they were because it was on over a mirrored surface, kind of an odd-looking thing. And they said, well, those are pregnancy tests because their company does a kind of test. Women would send urine to the company, and they would test it. And a couple of weeks later, the woman would find out whether they're pregnant or not. So that's how it, and I thought, just looking at that, wow, this is, something happened in my brain about it right away that a woman should be able to do this right away and do it herself. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And can you describe to me the moment in which you realized that you weren't going to be recognized as the inventor of the home pregnancy test?
There was a story in the New York Times about the present test, the WAN test, and did not recognize me by name as doing the first one. That was kind of a shock in a way, yeah.
And Jen, in the play, you chose to represent this moment with only the female ensemble members left on stage at the end to summarize when Meg truly gets hit with the reality that nobody recognizes that she created this product. Why have the female chorus do this instead of just the character that's playing Meg doing a monologue?
For me, it was a larger sense of women being left out in general, right? Particularly of you know, things and discoveries that happened during that time, but also throughout history. There have been amazing women like Meg doing amazing things. And when the history of those moments gets written, women are always left out. And so it becomes that larger sense of reclaiming our own space in this place of discovery and history, if that makes sense. So it was, you know, there's a little bit of Meg in all of us, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And along that same topic, societal perspectives on reproductive justice and women's autonomy are continuously shifting. Meg, how do you think your story fits into today's context?
Well, in so many ways, whatever's happening in Texas, for instance, women really have to know immediately, as soon as possible, what their status is for pregnancy. And I think, too, that the overall governmental quashing of women and their reproductive rights or any help for women we're not feeling the brunt of this as much as we are. It's going to be worse as time goes on, I'm afraid. I'm concerned about that.
And Jen, what about you?
I think that the joy of having this story being told in play form is that the world is always changing. And we've been working on this play since Meg and I first met, which was, I believe it was in 2016. We had several readings and we were developing it. And then in 2022, the world changed. Roe versus Wade fell, and the same play telling the same story took on a very different significance overnight, really. And I had received, after that happened, I'd received messages and texts from friends and collaborators who knew the story. And they said, well, your play just became an awful lot more relevant. And, you know, history is constantly evolving and moving. And as much as we like to say we are learning from the past, oftentimes the past comes back in new and unexpected ways.
That was Meg Crane and Jennifer Blackmer speaking with IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Capital News Illinois, Jonathan Matthew, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.